fast trouble quick. I've been at it for 30 years, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning to be sensitive. I still miss it, but I'm learning. And I want to obey God. That is my job description. You remember your ministers this afternoon? This is my job description. I wish I could put Senate back to the headquarters. I do not like this job description. I'd like a job in Hawaii. Chaplain to Waikiki Beach or something like that. I'd like that. That's the job description I would like. But God don't see it that way. And I said, all right, now you got, and then I told him what was happening. Everybody turned, you talk about service. Quiet, you could hear a pin drop. Lynn Mink, it got real quiet. Lynn Mink is sitting up here, and he falls back into the flower planter. I accuse him even to this day. I said, you just did that just because you, what was about that? He said, no, I felt the power of God hit me like lightning, knocked me and hit me behind the flower bed. I mean, you know, the flower, like a bunch of flowers. He went back into that. Got real quiet, and you hear him, thump, boom. Oh, it was funny. And they wouldn't come up. And I'm there, all right. You know, there's 1,200 people. I'm sitting there, what do I do now? He says, tell them if they do not come up, you're going to come after them. And I said, now if you don't come up here, I'm going to come after you. And everybody's looking at each other. And I said, this ain't working, Lord. He said, "This is what he says." So you know, they call him my bluff. See, some people go all the way sometimes. It's calling your bluff. Christians will do that, especially when they got devils on their shoulders. They'll test you to see how far you go. And the Lord says, "Get Mark Brzee and Bob Lemon to take the." Off to your left section, off to my right, Bob Lemon, Mark Z, and you take the middle. There was three sections. You take the middle section, and I'll lead you to it. I said, Bob's over there like he's wanting to go out into the flower bed. And I said that. I said, now, Bob is going to go in this section? No, I'm out of my mind. But good, I'm out of my mind. You got to stay out of your mind doing things like this because your mind, it'll give you fits. You're ruined. You're finished. They're putting facts out on you. It's going to go through the whole system. Headquarters up in Tulsa. You've had it, buddy. You've had, just like you did. You know, you had it. And I just somehow, it just shut down. I mean, I wasn't even listening to it. I just went, and I said, Mark Brzee, you're going over this section. He turned white as a sheet. Bob Lemon turned white as a sheet. Mark Brzee turned white as a sheet. And you can understand that. Now, how would you like to be in a prophet school like that? I mean, in a room with a prophet where he's teaching you. This is on-the-job training. Now, I do some of that with my style of raising up preachers. That's what I do. That's my style. A lot of people don't like my style. I've done it with a few young men in here. And look at John. He's in the ministry. He would have never made it in Austin. They would have beat him up. They would have tore him up and spit him out. And just tore him up if he didn't go through with my type of discipline and training ministers. That's the way I learn. If that's the way I learn, that's all I know. I know one school where they take me. It's a small school. Not too many go there. But what the guy's teaching them how to listen to the Holy Ghost. He'll take him over to a restaurant and say, now leave all your money at home. All of us. They leave all their money at home. Now we're going to the restaurant and we're going to believe for our meal. We're going to order a lunch, every one of us, and we're going to believe God for the meal to be paid for. And they say every time, because Ted Shuttlesworth was in that school. He said he'd take him over there, and they would order, and they'd go on through, and he said, I was shaking, and you know, and he said, well, you know, I'm going to be washing dishes for sure. And he said every time the waitress would come up, and the prophet of God would say, where's our check? She says, I'm sorry, it was taken care of. You see, we got kids coming out of Bible school that they don't know anything about faith. They just know it on letter and on paper, and we hand everything down to them and don't give them some things where they can build character. Everything handed to them. Nobody handed me a check for me to go to a convention. I had to believe God to go to a convention with bald tires, whatever, with a 5-inch reel tape, listening to the Word of God. That's why I'm still here. Don't give me any letters. You there watching this by TV, if you don't like it, that's your problem. I'm just telling you how I was taught. And I've had other ones that they couldn't take it. Touchy. Oh, touchy guts. Go over to somebody else and they pat them. You've been over to the church that abuses. God bless you. Come on into our fold and we'll heal your wounds. Sure is quiet in here. Bunch of thumb suckers. You want to hear the rest of the story? You want me to finish? So here's Mark. You know, I mean, he started shuffling like we do, you know, been around Brother Higgins. You know, all of us that had an impartation from Brother Higgins, if you ever notice that, we all shuffle when we preach something. If he's praying, Bob's over here. He sat under, you know, Buddy Harrison, so he's doing a different shuffle.
Yeah.
Sweating. And you know, God took, I said, now listen to the Holy Spirit. You see, I mean, my God, you talk about getting out of your head and getting your spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced today, that's why Mark Brzee's in the things he is today.
Yeah. Amen.
I believe God sent him. I don't know if he would say that, but I mean, maybe he would. But God sent us to work together for a while for that reason. Because he was just a straight teacher. Now he's wild. We had him here, last May, and man, he ain't the same guy. Wild, huh? So Bob, he goes and he says, "You're the man." The guy said, "Yes, I'm him." And here's Bob. Oh. Mark Brzee goes over, and "You're the man." The guy says, "No." And he said, "No, God said right here." See, now that's, this is what I'm talking about, the school of the Spirit. And he said, "This is, listen." He said, "You're the man." He says, "No, I'm not." And he said, "I'm not the man." He said, "You are the man." And he started to break down crying. See, the power of God. And then I went in the middle, and God took me right to the person. And I said, "You're the man." Now, Lynn Mink is still out. It's amazing, after it was all over, he came back alive. He says he went out under the power. I don't know. And I went to the man. And he said, "I am not. You ain't putting that on me." I said, "Yes, you are. And you're lying to the Holy Ghost." He said, "Yes, I am. Yes, I am." And people started falling out. And they came up and repent. But it made, I don't know what really happened to the pastor. It made a negative effect to him. And in a year and a half, that church went from 1,200 to zero. The church died. It dropped dead because they didn't receive me. And I could tell you after time, after time, after time. There's some of you in here that God has brought up to my face. And I prayed for you that you wouldn't miss it. You heard my wife today. I don't share too much of this, but I think it's time now because I'm in a different... My wife had a journal. She'd write down. I said, "This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Well, that church is going to grow." I had Joe Morris. He has similar ministry, a similar anointing on him that is on me. He was one of the closest. I think I got a young kid now that's almost as close as that. But he's the closest one that took care of the spirit, not just the flesh part, but he took care of my spirit. He knew what to do. That's why Joe's in it right now. He has a real strong word of knowledge ministry. It flows through his ministry. Hallelujah. Where was I? And she'd write, and I'd say, "Now this is going to happen," or something's going to happen. Joe Morris was with me, and I was walking out of the church. And I said, "Now write this down, Joe." I said, "This church," because the guy that was pastoring here in California, I'm not going to say where, this is several years ago, he told me that he was the apostle of California. I lived in Tulsa at that time, but he said he was the apostle of California. Went and told Ron Havelson, went in his office. Here's a man been in the ministry 40 years, and he told him, this guy's only been in the ministry 8 years, barely, you know, he's still got water behind his ears. And he's telling this older gentleman, senior, I mean, you know, in the ministry, that you're to submit to me, I'm the apostle. He told me that, and when he did, God said the church is going down to nothing. And I told him he had a church. I mean, his church was growing fast. Man, I mean, he was just at the right place at the right time. People were moving in. It was just one of those economical deals, and the church was growing, but it went to his head. See, he should have got under some elderly man or somebody who's been, put a season in the spirit and help us. Say, help me with this church. This thing is growing. But now he thought he was an apostle. He was barely a pastor. And, you know, and teaching young ministers, and he don't even know nothing himself. And I told Joe Morris, I said, you write it down. In a year and a half, he'll be down to 80 people, 100, or, you know, I think it was, 80 or, he had almost 800 to 1,000. I said, it'll be down to, you know, real low. I forgot the figure, but it was around in there. And he made a note of that. And within a year and a half, it went all the way down. Now, I understand from other friends that he's repented since then, and I understand that things are going good for him. I hope it does. But it would have went down to nothing because he thought he was an apostle, and he wasn't. I had him write it down. Well, that's the ministry of the prophet. Knows things about, not know everything. I don't know everything about everybody, but as the Spirit brings it to revelation, to help. See, that was helping that church. God was trying to, that church could have been, do you realize if that wasn't dealt with, that it could have got in the papers, if that spread all the way through the church, wife swapping and everything. Well, that's all right. There's a man in Texas right now that I've known for many years, knew him years ago. And now he's got a doctrine, everybody submit to him. And because he's the high priesthood, he can take the fruit of all the women in his fellowship. And the ministers that are under him, he sleeps with their wives. And these idiots allow him to do it. You're an idiot, you turn your wife over to somebody else. What's wrong with you? Absolutely idiot. I know for a fact, Stephen, if somebody tried to even make a wink at his wife, he'd kill him. And say, God, I don't know what happened to the guy. Would you? I don't know. He was out in the back here somewhere. I don't know where he went. He says, you're lying, Stephen. He's up here with me. And he told me you killed him. Well, I just wanted to share these things with you tonight because we're coming into those things. I said, we're coming into these things. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Coming into these things. And as preachers and ministers and pastors, we must obey God what God says. And to get out of the brass and get into the gold and get into the things of the Spirit and what God wants us to do. Praise God, I tell them, these things are going to start happening. These things are going to start happening. First of all, we've got to get the preacher, we've got to get the pulpit back from the sheep. Boy, that came out of my mouth. We've got to get our pulpits back from the sheep and take control of our churches. Now, I'm not talking about heavy control and, you know, before you buy a car, you got to see me and all that junky stuff. I'm talking about controlling and taking over the church and feeding the sheep. Walking in your authority. And what God put us into. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I don't know if I helped you, but I sure helped myself. But what are we talking about? We're talking about unfashionable manifestations, but we've got to do something. We've got to get the house clean. We've got to have a house cleaning. And it's got to be done by our teaching and our preaching through the Word of God. You can't do it in the flesh. It's got to be done by the Spirit of God. But this is, you're going to see this start after the last part of this year. You're going to hear a little bit here. Then it's going to sweep into next year. This thing is following this fresh oil. And then after that, I predict we're going to get into these miracles. We've got to get the house clean. I said we got to get the house clean. And you notice it was over money. We got to clean the house concerning money. You come in here and you say, I love you, Pastor, and I and we love our church, and you don't tithe, you're lying. Because you're robbing from the preachers, you're robbing from the church, and you're taking a seat, and you're not helping, and you're nothing but a yoke and a bondage, and you'll get busted. Because if you're a yoke, then the anointing will destroy the yoke. See, there's another side of this. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. How about us tonight cleaning our vessels?
Yes, yes, yes.
Just getting under the blood. Let's do that right now. Let's just get under the blood. Yeah, I don't care. You know, just make a decision right now. Make a decision right now. Everything's in the past now. We just ask you to forgive us, Father, of all our sins right now and unrighteousness, whatever. And we apply the blood of Jesus and we receive it. Now we put it all behind right now. We're not going to do those things that would cause brass, would cause tin in our temples or in the church in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Everything. Yes, everything. Glory to God. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, Father, teach us. Teach us to grow in the things of the Spirit. And we receive these miracles right now. We receive these manifestations right now. In Jesus' name. And you know, there's something about when everybody went back to their own company, they helped one another. You know, we need as ministers to help one another. They're almost afraid to phone another preacher and say, listen, I need some help. Pray with me, will you? And then worrying about, you know, sometimes you can't share it because they get on the phone and tell everybody. We've got to stop that. That brings tin and that brings brass. If one of our brothers, I tell you, Brother Hagin said this and I've never forgotten it. He said, I've only, at that time, at that writing or that tape, he said, I've only seen a one New Testament deacon. And he says, there was a pastor that was discouraged and he was quitting and so forth. And he said, this deacon went after that pastor and he helped him and restored him. Here's a deacon restoring a pastor and helped him get him back in the pulpit. He was so discouraged and helped him. He said, that's a New Testament. See, them that are spiritual, to restore one of those. See, spirit instead of kicking them. Putting them down and hurting them. Now, I'm for restoring, but if they ain't going to repent and they're still living in their sin, that's a different story. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about people who want to help. There's nothing you can do with people who don't want to help. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Something happened to you guys tonight. Something happened to us. There was just another impartation. I want to ask you a question. Don't lie to the Holy Ghost. How many love me? Good. If you didn't raise your hand, that was very safe. But you could do it by faith. You could faith it. And when we all get to heaven, Jesus, now, brother, you're going to have to love Dr. Dufresne. And he could say that to me about some people that aggravate me. I said, now you're going to have to love him. You're going to live up here with all of us. We're all going to have to get along. Oh, hallelujah. Well, there ain't no devil up there, so we all love one another. Praise God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God.
Ed Dufresne Ministries is reaching out through a worldwide traveling ministry, Miracle Crusades, World Harvest Bible Training Center based in Murrieta, California, Evangelistic Tent Crusades, Bible teaching on audio and video tapes and books, World Harvest Bible Correspondence Course for prisoners. If you would like information about becoming a partner with Ed Dufresne Ministries, please write us at P.O. Box 1010, Murrieta, California, 92564. Visit our website at www.jesusthehealer.org.